Did you know that because of some 22-year-old kid, 200,000 families became Muslim? You see, the Turks were a bunch of tribes that lived in Central Asia. In the mid-600s, the Muslims were expanding out of the Arabian Peninsula and were now approaching where the Turks lived. And one of the main features of the Islamic caliphates was a heavy emphasis on building trade routes within the caliphate and within neighboring lands. A couple hundred years later, around the year 932, a merchant from Bukhara, which, by the way, is where Imam Bukhari was from, was traveling through the land of the Qaraghanids and wanted to build a masjid for travelers to pray in and to use as a rest stop for merchants heading towards China. The rulers gave him permission and even some money to build it, and eventually the Muslim caravans began using that route for trade. And one 12-year-old boy by the name of Satuk Bughra Khan saw the caravans frequently stop by the masjid and became curious. He entered the masjid and saw the Muslims there were praying 5 times a day and began asking questions. Soon enough, he decided to become a Muslim himself, but he kept his Islam secret from his family. You see, the young boy was the nephew of the ruler and he was next in line, and he did not want to jeopardize his chance of bringing his people to Islam. Eventually, Satuk took the throne in 942 when he was only 22 years old and converted his entire empire from Tengrism to Islam. And as the Muslim traveled, Ibn Fadlan put it, 200,000 tents became Muslim, which has got to be at least 500,000 people, if not more, considering each tent is a family. He was the first Muslim Turkic sultan, and he set a path for the rest of the Turkic tribes to eventually become Muslim as well. His tribe, called the Karluk Turks, would eventually become the Uzbeks in Uzbekistan, the Hazaras in Afghanistan, and the Uyghurs in China. Other tribes like the Oghuz Turks became Muslim as well and went on to create empires like the Ottoman Empire, the Seljuks, and the Zengids, of which Salah ad-Din was the general of their army. Needless to say, Satuk Bughra Khan, at only age 22, led the way for the rest of his people to become Muslim, and the descendants of those people went on to build some of the largest and longest-lasting Muslim empires in our history. Like and follow for more Muslim facts.